Track 6, more news. Tynmouth Pride needs local support. Organisers of Tynmouth's annual Pride event are appealing for support. Over the last 3 years, Tynmouth Pride has received funding from the National Lottery, and a decision is awaited for this year. So far, the lottery cash has been the backbone of keeping the event afloat, but organisers are realistic to know that this funding cannot always be guaranteed. Now they are hoping the community can get behind the festival, which this year takes place from September the 4th to the 6th. A spokesman said, "We know that we cannot always guarantee on the support of the National Lottery, but we do hope that we have support of businesses in town. If you believe Tynmouth Pride is important to the local community as a whole, please consider helping to keep the event going. Tynmouth Pride is our version of a community-based event that is for everyone to be part of, that welcomes everyone and is for everyone to enjoy. It brings people into the town and is a perfect opportunity for businesses to get involved and embrace the weekend and also to support the weekend. It is a two-way street. A registered charity run by volunteers, the organisers have as one of their core values that the event should always be free to attend. This means everything is funding from sponsorship, store fees, donations and community fundraising. The costs for stages, security, insurance and acts are rising, and we refuse to compromise on making this a safe, high-quality event for Tynmouth. Let's make sure 2026 still happens, bigger and better than ever."
Pull the other one, it's got bells on. Spring is here and the time is right for dancing in the street, to misquote Mick Jagger and David Bowie. And dance in the streets of Bobby Tracy they did last Saturday, April the 26th, as part of an age-old tradition to mark the end of winter. The town's annual Green Man Festival saw music and dance erupt throughout the town, courtesy of a multitude of Morrisides from across the West Country, all doing their bit with jangling bells, clashing sticks, bells and waving hankies to welcome in the spring. The day began just after 10 a.m. with a parade of Morrisides led by the Green Man himself, before dancing broke out at various locations in the town and the fun continued late into the evening with live music in the town's hostelries. And from looking at the photos, it looked like it was a beautiful sunny day with blue skies.
Drug dealer jailed after investigation into woman's death. A drug dealer has been jailed for 2 years and 9 months after an investigation into the drugs-related death of a 41-year-old mother in Exeter. Reese Webb, 27, provided cocaine to Mandy Bond, who tragically overdosed and died in September 2023. Webb of Drumway, Heathfield, appeared at Exeter Crown Court for sentence on Monday, April the 20th, having pleaded guilty to being concerned in the supply of cocaine. The court heard how shortly before 8 p.m. on Saturday the 9th of September 2023, Miss Bond was located deceased at her home. Officers then traced Webb to his home. In interview, Webb admitted being involved in supplying Class A drugs, saying he did so to fund his own cocaine habit. A Devon and Cornwall police spokesman said, "This is a tragic case and another stark reminder of the dangers of illegal drugs."
Campaign to keep Bovey's bells ringing. Bell ringers in Bovey Tracy are launching a campaign to ensure the town's beloved church bells continue to ring. The bells have been ringing at the Church of St Peter, St Paul and St Thomas for more than 500 years, but now there is an urgent need for the repairs to ensure they carry on ringing for future generations. A GoFundMe campaign is being launched to save Bovey bells to raise £110,000, the cost of the repairs to the church tower. Bovey's tower captain, Mike Wigney, is leading the campaign. Since a mountaineering accident 24 years ago, which left him paralysed from the chest down, Mike has rung the bells at more than 1,800 church towers from his wheelchair. Narrow medieval staircases pose constant challenges, which he manages to overcome. His committed band of ringers have already raised £60,000 amongst themselves, but they still need another £50,000 to repair the stone tower, which is cracking as its corroded steel girders, which hold up the bells, push against the walls. They need to pay for the removal of the 8 bells and their heavy frame, replace the girders with modern galvanised steel, then reinstall the bells and their frame. Former tower captain, the current ringer, Chris Dell, said, "We get quite a lot of very positive feedback. The part of the bells play in weddings and other celebrations and commemorations." After leading a recent funeral, Reverend David Harris thanked the ringer who had tolled the bell. He said, "People commented on the lovely muffled sound, very effective." Ringer Roger Dickinson worries about the tower's future for his family. He explained, "I've been ringing for 4 years and my 8-year-old daughter is keen on ringing herself, but we need the tower repairs so she can." American-born Sarah McIntyre, Bovey ringer and author-illustrator of the popular Adventure Mice children's book series, said, "I love it that church bells are such an ancient tradition here in Devon. I'm very inspired by the way the tower captain won't let anything stop him from ringing, and I really hope we won't let him down, or the people of Bovey." The Bovey ringers will be hosting the Old Morton Deanery competition in June, at which they will raise awareness of the Save Bovey Bells project. The competition dates back to 1933 and will include bands from some of the 12 towers in the old deanery: Ashburton, Bickington, Bovey, Buckland in the Moor, Holme, Ilsington, Lusley, Manaton, Morton Hampstead, North Bovey, Tresham and Widdicombe. Mike explained, "The aim is to have a friendly competition so any band which is short can recruit extra ringers from the other bands."
Permission in principle refused for new homes. A proposal to build new homes on land in a village on the outskirts of Newton Abbot has been refused. Submitted by Ashgrove Ipplepen Limited, the application sought to obtain permission in principle for 4 houses on land at Tremlett Grove, Ipplepen. Suitable for developments of between 1 and 9 dwellings, permission in principle is an alternative way of obtaining planning permission for housing-led development. But Teignbridge Council refused to grant permission, saying the proposed development would fail to accord with the Teignbridge local plan. Elsewhere, plans to build 6 new homes on land to the west of Tremlett Grove were rejected in July 2025.